Are you into books and movies? Do you want to hear what's on at your local library? Then get between the covers with Rowan Grinstead from the Eastern Regional Libraries every third Wednesday of each month from 3 p.m. It's 1 hour of action-packed thriller from start to finish, only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1, and welcome to Between the Covers with Rowan Grinstead from Eastern Regional Libraries in the studio again. And we've got, I can hardly see Rowan. She's brought in a stack of books and plonked them down in front of her. Are you there?
I'm there. I came out from under the books. There's so many books to talk about. Lots to talk. And thank you for having me back again. And I have to apologise straight away for not turning up last week.
You stood me up last week.
I did.
It's been a long time since I've been.
And I thought I was banned from the airways forever, but you kindly allowed me to come back. So with deepest humble apologies, I'm back again, but with double the amount of books and things to talk about.
Yeah, that's right. All that extra in 1 week. And some of them were pretty thick.
I love them. I love them when they're thick.
So yeah. We're going to talk about events first?
We will start with events. So we've got a lot to cover. So you can start with some of them. And let's go.
At Lilydale, the Lilydale Campus Lakeside up in Jarlow Drive. That's where the library is. And coming up tomorrow, Thursday, Fiddle Rugs and Cuddle Dolls with Fran from Sebel Community House. Some of you may know her. It's a hands-on workshop making fiddle rugs and cuddle dolls. And they're easy to make. Fran will teach you how to make them. Enjoy a cuppa while you craft for a meaningful purpose. It's on 10:30 a.m. Bookings preferred, but all are welcome. And then over in October on the 12th, which is a Saturday, the Australian Native Food Harvest with Julie Weatherhead from Peppermint Ridge Farm will be there talking about plants for the home gardener, which plants are best to grow in your garden, how to propagate them, use them in your kitchen. That's at 1:30, Saturday 12th of October. Bookings are essential. And Girls Night In coming up, but we'll talk about that as a very special event.
Okay. Now, it's from Montrose Library. Montrose Library coming up, the Intriguing World of Perfume. This is at 10 to 12 on the 16th of October, so it's a 2-hour workshop. Join us at Montrose Library for an information session where Di Harris, who is a makeup and style artist, will guide you through the art of ageless beauty, learning amazing, simple and stunning makeup and style tips to look more vibrant, fresh and youthful. I'm definitely coming. Cost $5. That's the Intriguing World of Perfume. I thought it was about perfumes until I read into the details.
Yeah, so the art of ageless beauty. I don't think you need to go.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tea and coffee provided, $5.
$5 at Montrose Library on the 16th of October.
That's fantastic.
And Moorabark, nothing. Yarra Junction. You do your beloved Yarra Junction Library.
Okay, Yarra Junction, the library with the most. It's
it is. It's got it's a full page.
There's an event called Stress Overload Syndrome, and I think
you're going to that.
I think we could both go to that.
I know. Yes, I just fly around. Keep going.
It's on Monday, the 7th of October, from 2 p.m. Dr. Alex Rodwell will be taking that one about how to understand stress and deal with it in your life. Bookings are essential. 9800 6462. Then tomorrow, cloud-based storage. This is all computer sort of stuff, you know. What do they mean when it's on the cloud? So they'll be looking at things like Google Drive and Microsoft OneDrive, all those sort of cloudy sort of things. That's between 3 and 4 p.m. tomorrow at Yarra Junction, and it's a free event. Then on Tuesday the 8th of October, Caring for the Aged, another free event run by Estia Health, and they'll be talking about aged care facilities and respite care. And that is a free one. That's between 2 and 3 p.m. Bookings again, 9800 6462. And then another sort of online internet computery thing. Get Online Week, whole week of stuff
online
there.
Online hobbies, ooh.
Yeah, discover a new online hobby. Online hobby? Online hobby.
That's one you can turn off if you don't want.
Yeah, afternoon tea and discussion on some of the fun hobbies you can participate in online. How to search for things like family history, how to use Google Earth, Google Voyager, write a blog, all this sort of stuff. It's a free event between 3 and 4.
That sounds interesting.
Yep.
Okay, and so, and my beloved Healesville Library. So Healesville Library we have got on the 4th of October. Get the lay of the hand and dig up the dirt with other local gardeners. Share your seeds and produce over a cup of tea. This is a monthly meeting for edible gardening. No bookings are required. You just turn up at 2 o'clock Friday the 4th of October, and on 10th of October is Mental Health Morning Tea. Join us for a cuppa and a scone as we take a moment together to consider the importance of reducing stigma around mental illness. Just before I was leaving the library to come here, a patron asked about this event, and she said, oh, so they're not going to be telling me off, are they, and telling me all these things I should be doing? And I said, absolutely not. That's not what it's about. It's about just come and have a cuppa and just have a little chat and get to know each other group. So
positive information.
Positive information. That's all it is. Yeah. So let's go to our special stuff that's happening now. My big one that I really wanted to push. Earlier in the year, we ran with the Women's Health Program, which was with the Healesville Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple of things that stemmed off from that. So the first thing was with Women's Health, we held it in the month of International Women's Day.
Yep.
And we did that in partnership with Healesville Hospital, and we hosted a fabulous International Women's Day, which kicked off the Women's Month, and we had several talks on different areas of women's health, and the hospital sent out different guest speakers in gynecology and dietitians and each week. One of the big things that came out of that too was cancer, and the big one that's not spoken about was ovarian cancer, and it was a lot of questions around it. So we thought that as a follow-on from that women's health, we would host a charity event for, and the money would go under the Anti-Cancer Council, and we will be nominating ovarian cancer.
Yep.
So hence Girls Night In. So as we did the Women's Health Program up at Healesville, we're hosting the charity night over at Lilydale. And Box Hill Institute has happily gone into partnership with us for it. So, as you all know, Girls Night In is an anti-cancer charity. You have to be a registered business for it. All the money will be going to the cancer, and as I said, for ovarian cancer. So join us on October the 17th for a fabulous night of fun. So the fun starts at 4 o'clock on Thursday the 17th of October. And you will start with a wellness meditation and massage first. Then we will move over into the foyer space on the dance floor at the the foyer area outside of the library for a belly dancing workshop.
Yep.
And then when you're absolutely worn out from all our belly activity, there is a wellness with all the different types of businesses in the Yarra Valley Trade Fair that will be there, demonstrating the things they do. So there's the Pilates studio, I think they're in Seville, and we've got yoga studios, we've got massage studios, we've got a whole lot of trade fair, and then Box Hill Institute is putting on a light supper, so you can take your supper and your glasses of champagne, which are all part of your ticket. And I have bought the movie because I have a roadshow license on the beautiful auditorium that's inside Box Hill Institute, The Hustle, starring Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson. And so you get all that in your package for $35.
Yep.
So supper, belly dancing, massaging, and champagne and your movie. So it starts at 4 o'clock. It kicks off. You can get there anytime you like, but if you just hop online, to you can book online, you can give them as a call. But if you want to book online, it is with Eventsbrite.
Yep.
Do you all know the Eventsbrite for booking for events? Or bit.ly.girlsnightinld for Lilydale. But if you go to our site, you will see it. Or if you go to Box Hill Institute's site, you will see all the advertising for Girls Night In. We're really, really hoping to raise a lot of money. And that will finalise our year that we did for Women's Health this year. That was our big promotions with Healesville Hospital, International Women's Day, and then finishing with a charity event that will go to ovarian cancer. So that is what we are doing with the Girls Night In. So hopefully we raise lots of funds for it.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've got quite a few people who attended our women's health program with, that was one of the leading problems
in
with women's health. So, and it's an awareness.
Sounds like a great night, ladies. So get onto any of those sites and book yourself in for that. And if you get there at 4 o'clock, you get the whole shebang, but you can turn up a bit after if you're working.
Oh, and there is coffees and cakes too. I forgot to say, there's beautiful coffees and cakes that have been made by the Melba...
the Melba Centre up there.
Yes, yep. They're supplying all that too. They're sponsoring. We've got some fantastic sponsors. And we've also got Rangers Coffee. They're sponsoring the big hampers that are going to be raffled.
Yep.
All the money going to the Anti-Cancer Council. And we've got the Muscle Recovery Solutions massage therapist who's also donating massaging hampers. and all the money raised on those raffles, the whole lot are going to the Anti-Cancer Council.
Fantastic. So what day is that?
October the 17th, Thursday night, kicks off 4 o'clock till 9 o'clock. But, I mean, if you can't get there till 5, then you join us at 5.
Yep.
And the belly dancing workshop doesn't start till 5.30, so...
Okay. Yes, and you're on Between the Covers with Rowan Grinstead from Eastern Regional Libraries and Greg Carrick here. And we've been talking all about the events, and there's still a couple more
that we really need to get through. So one that I want to really, really highlight here because my boss has asked me to.
Contractual obligation.
Yes, and it's a fabulous event reading through here. Gambling Harm Forum on Wednesday the 23rd of October, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Karolika Centre, Mines Road, Ringwood. It's a free event, so you've got to keep in mind Eastern Regional Library services three councils, so we get to use all their facilities right across. So it's still Eastern Regional Libraries, but it's over at the being hosted at the Karolika Centre. What does gambling harm look like? What can we do to address it in our communities? Join Tim Costello, the chair of Alliance for Gambling Reform, and Kate Somerville, who has lived experience of gambling addiction, to hear about the impact of gambling on our society. The forum will focus on what strategies, promotion and activities can be delivered more effectively and sustainably through partnerships to reduce the impact of gambling on our communities. Okay, so it really is a forum. Let's get together, discuss, people working within that sort of space. Mm. Coming up with some ideas.
And some big guns there with Tim Costello.
Yes, and having such a big face and a big front and as a presenter. The other thing too is I'm just reading the sponsors for this. So it's the Alliance for Gambling Reform, EACH, Marinda City Council and Eastern Regional Libraries.
Mm.
So it's a great time knowing you've got all these sponsors and you've got such a big big gun representing you to come forward and have a discussion at the forum. So when? Wednesday 23rd of October, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Karolika Centre, Mines Road, Ringwood.
Yep.
Gambling Harm. Thank you. So, moving on to that, the fun stuff. So, I've just come running over here from Healesville Library, where we
literally
had back-to-back cooking with kids. I've had about 25 kids cooking there all morning, cooking up a storm. It's great fun. We've got a couple of things left next week that have still got some spots available if you're interested.
Mm, school holiday events.
Yes, you might have all not been thinking too far ahead because it's the long weekend and it's the grand final and you haven't even thought about what's going to happen on Monday when you've still got kids home and you haven't booked anything to do. So, Lilydale Library, I've got two artists and they both come from Healesville.
Yep.
Oh, one comes from Healesville and comes the Yarra Rangers up here somewhere. One's a cartoon drawer and the other one is... she does all sorts of different mediums of artwork. And for this particular workshop she's doing for us at Lilydale Library is collage working.
Right.
And she's working with cloth, teaching the kids. So that's tomorrow at Lilydale Library, if you'd like to come along to that one. And the cartoon drawing workshop, we've got a few spots left for that. And that is on the Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Lilydale Community Library. That's a cartoon drawing. She's a local artist as well, and she's going to be running your basic cartoon drawing workshop. So that's tomorrow, and there's a cost of $5 with both of them. Tomorrow's one's the collage at Lilydale, and they're both at Lilydale Library. So we've got spots still available in that. We've also got the travelling pop-up museum. So since I last saw you, I was very busy working on the exhibition at the museum for the Linley Dodd exhibition, which was just amazing. I had the pleasure of meeting Linley Dodd and reading her book for 34 copies of them, I'd read, over 2.5 hours to over 700 people who turned up to see Linley Dodd. It was absolutely exciting. So continuing on from that, the museum has put together what they call a pop-up museum, so a couple of the pieces that they're bringing out to the libraries over the school holidays. So next week you can pop out and see us with the pop-up museum. I will also be there continuing on reading, which I now know off by heart, all Linley Dodd's books. And we'll be sharing some books, some stories, and the museum's got this fantastic craft activity. So come on down. That's on the Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. I will be at Monbulk with the museum. And bring with you your favourite book or your favourite toy. You'll have photos done with the museum, with the sketches, and you can upload them afterwards. Mm-hmm. And it's at 10 o'clock, and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Montrose Town Centre in the library there. Again, with the museum, and I will be there. Bring along your teddy bears and your favourite Linley Dodd book, and we'll have your photos done with the collection. And then on the Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning at Lilydale Library.
Yep.
So it's a whole week of Linley Dodd, and you'll be surprised. And I discovered books that I never even realised were Linley Dodds, because in the early days, she was the illustrator and author, or sometimes she might have co-wrote, but they would never catalogue a book by an illustrator.
Yeah.
So a lot of her early works were never acknowledged as Linley Dodd, and they were. And I was just so shocked when I realised. So some of my favourites, I don't know if you know My Cat Lives in Boxes. I never realised that was a Linley Dodd book. How stupid is that? But once you start reading it and you see the rhyme and the rhythm, and it's quite incredible. Great books for teaching your kids to learn to read too. They're really brilliant. So that's the Linley Dodd week next week, and they've all got spots available still. Yep. So thank you for that. That's all it is for holiday programming.
Excellent. It is 29 minutes to 4. This is Between the Covers, Rowanne Grinstead from Eastern Regional Libraries.
I know, and I brought such a big pile of books, I can't possibly read them all out, so we're going to share them between us.
Now you've spread them out a bit, I can see you over there. Okay, the first one, Andrew McGann, his latest book, The Rich Man's House. Apparently this is one of the most sought-after books from your local libraries. He's the winner of a Miles Franklin Literary Award, so he knows what he's doing. And it's a bit of a link back in time to a mountain discovery off the Antarctic waters south of Tassie of a particular mountain back in 1642 by explorer Gerrit Jans. But then back in years later in 2016, at the foot of this mountain, a controversial and ambitious dream home called the Observatory is constructed by an eccentric billionaire, and aren't they all? And the things that happen after the observatory is built, which is sort of cut off from the outside world, and it's a bit of a microcosm of society.
Ooh.
So the Rich Man's House, lots of strange things happening there, quite extraordinary. And it is a big book. It goes for almost 600 pages.
I do love them big. So I'm going to talk to you about, because of the upcoming movie Nicole Kidman is starring in, and she has been...
Isn't she doing great?
Oh, I love Nicole Kidman. I just love her. She's been nominated for awards for this upcoming movie, The Goldfinch.
Yep.
Which is based on this book. So because of that, there's a run on the book, The Goldfinch, by Donna Tartt. I have, as you can see, I've started reading it.
Mm.
I can't put it down. It is incredible.
Good to see you using bookmarks as well.
Oh, yes. That was from the New York Public Library. My daughter visited there just for me when she was over in New York, and she said she had to go there. It's my place that I've always wanted to go, but she brought me back a bookmark anyway. So this is, I'll just read you on the back, but it is, what I have to say is the style of writing. From the minute I open the page, the writing just draws you. You cannot put it down. She just grabs you from page one. Aged 13, Theo Decker, son of devoted mother and an absent father, miraculously survives a catastrophe that otherwise tears their part apart. Alone and rudderless in New York, he is taken in by a family of a wealthy, wealthy friend. Theo is tormented by longing for his mother, and down the years he clings to the thing that most reminds him of a small, captivating painting that ultimately shows him in the criminal world. So, what happens in the opening books, I have to tell you, but I won't tell you the ending. There is a massive explosion. So his mother is an artist.
Yep.
And she's he's in a lot of trouble at school. And so she's had to take the day off work. And their appointment is at 12 o'clock. And he goes to a top private school in New York. And they have appointment at 12. And she said, right, I've got the day off. So we're going to go to the museum and art galleries before we head in to see you. And because she is an artist, but she's a working woman. And there's a massive, massive explosion in the museum. It's a terror attack on the museum while she's there. And she passes away, basically. It's very, very graphic detail. It could have been happening. The way it's written, no wonder it turned into a movie. Because as I'm reading the book, I could just picture it. I could feel it. And as the mother had moved off into another room to look at the painting, and he didn't get the full blast, but there's a rich Jewish man dying, and the young boy is trapped in that room with him, and he holds his hand, and he stays with him till he passes away, and he leaves him a painting.
Right.
The Goldfinch. I'm not going to tell you anymore. There's where the story starts from.
Okay.
It's absolutely on a train. And then you've got to read the book before the movie comes out, because you've got to appreciate the brilliance of this author. So it's The Goldfinch by Donna Tartt, and it's the winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 2014.
Yep.
And as I said, Nicole Kidman is starring. I can tell you which part she is already. Mm. And actually, when I read it, I thought, yes, she's the perfect picture for this part. And the movie's about to come out, and she has been nominated for Academy Awards for her part in The Goldfinch.
So there you go, two of the hot books at the library at the moment. Another great read is called The Knife of Never Letting Go. It's by Patrick Ness, who is an acclaimed author. And it's very strange. I'll just read you the prelude. Prentice Town isn't like other towns because everyone can hear everyone else's thoughts in a constant, overwhelming, never-ending noise. There's no privacy and there are no secrets. Then, just 1 month away from turning 18, Todd Hewitt unexpectedly stumbles on a spot of complete silence, which is impossible. And so the book goes on from there, but just reading that, it's a bit of a microcosm or a take on the online world where everybody sort of gets to know everything about you, and you're voicing your thoughts and you're under surveillance all the time.
So much chatter, so
much
noise.
Yeah, getting sort of, disconnected.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, and then the change in your life when you do that.
Well, that's what John Marston was talking about yesterday. That kids who was at Croydon Library launching his new book, that there's just so much chatter in kids' lives with their social media and their phones and gaming. There's never quiet for imagination. There's never quiet for internal finding who they are.
Mm.
And in the social media, it's a face all the time.
Yep.
There is no development of self. And he talked about that too. So that's a very appropriate book for the sign of our time. So what's that one called again?
The Knife of Never Letting Go by Patrick Ness.
Now, this one is the most popular book in young adults at the moment. They both die at the end.
Okay. That's well, there's the plot.
That's it. By Adam Silver. They both die at the end. I thought, hey, right, okay. On September 5th, a little after midnight, Death Cast calls Matteo Torres and Rufus Amatio to give them some bad news. They're going to die today. Matteo and Rufus are total strangers, but for different reasons, they're both looking to make a new friend on their end day. The good news, there's an app for that. It's called Your Last Friend. And through it, Rufus and Matteo are about to meet up for one last great adventure to live a lifetime in one single day.
Wow.
And that is the most popular book with the young adults at the moment. They both die at the end. So it's a bit like Titanic, you know, the ending.
Get that sinking feeling.
Very clever. And last is Catherine Jinks Shepherd. Oh, my goodness. So you can't get a copy. You'll have to put your name down because there's such a long waiting list. And I had to pinch that off the shelf with somebody's name and tuck it inside there to bring it to you today. The Shepherd, and it's got a pitchfork on the front. It looks very frightening. A breakneck pursuit, an intense physical evocation of the Australian bush. Tightly wound, but evoking remarkable tenderness. That's written by Jock Sarong, which I'm reading from one of Jock Sarong's at the moment as well. My father trained me to silence the way he trained his dogs with food and a cane. Speech, he said, was poison. It scared the game, alerted the gamekeepers, and betrayed your friends and family. Tom Clay was a poacher back in Suffolk. He was 12 when he was caught, tried, and transported to New South Wales. Now assigned to a shepherd's hut out west, he is a boy amongst violent men. He keeps his counsel and watches over his sheep. He steers clear of blowhards like the new man, Rowdy Kavanagh. He is alert to danger, knowing he is a foreigner here, that the land resists his understanding. The question is, how fast can he learn? Between a vicious killer named Dan Carver is coming for Tom and Rowdy. And if Tom can't outwit Carver in the bush and convince Rowdy to keep his stupid mouth shut, their deaths will be swift and cruel. That's The Shepherd by Catherine Jinks. That is it.
Okay.
Something for everyone.
Another thriller there. Fantastic stuff. So get down to your library, check out those books and more, and see what you can read this week. And 16 minutes to 4 here on Between the Covers. We've got a bit of time left to go through Canopy.
Oh, your favourite Canopy.
Look, I love Canopy, and I've got friends who've gotten onto it because of our show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How great. So just for those that don't know, Canopy is an app that you get can download through your library membership for free movies. I call it the library Netflix, but it's better than Netflix because it has a lot of foreign material as well on it, mostly foreign material, and it covers all genres. And of course, you're addicted to it. So
I am.
He's got three to talk about, and he's dying to tell you about it. So
I go to Canopy Anonymous now.
Canopy needs to hire you. Off you go.
So yeah, Canopy with a K. It's an app. Put it on your iPhone or your Android or your iPad or whatever. Anyway, I've got a few things I watched here that are worth talking about. One's called Exit Through the Gift Shop, and hands up who knows the street artist called Banksy. Well, just about the whole world does. But here, it's a film about a man who tried to make a film about me, is how Banksy describes it. Because Banksy's actually in this movie, okay? Although you don't see his face, of course. This eccentric French shop owner called Terry Guta was filming street artists and came across Banksy, and the story goes on from there, and how the whole world turned in Terry's life, and he ends up also doing street art and running an exhibition, and the whole thing is just an absolutely crazy film to watch because it is true. So there you go.
And his street artwork was so controversial as well. It was, all his street work was very provocative. What he did was so... that. And is that a series or is that just a one-off?
That's a one-off. It goes for over an hour, but it's a great film, Exit Through the Gift Shop.
Wouldn't he be good handy around now as a political activist on the street art with Brexit?
Yeah, that's right. Ollie imagine does stuff on that, yeah.
Oh,
really? He's still going, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Then there's this thing called Macadam Stories. That's Macadam. And I think it's French-based. And there's this particular story in this group called Asphaltes, with an E on the end, because it's French, I suppose. But... I'll read the synopsis. In the strange beauty of a cold urban landscape, there are three encounters between six lonely characters. A stingy old man in a wheelchair on a moonlight escapade to meet a lonely night nurse. A troubled actress in decline sparks the fascination of a latchkey teen. And an American astronaut jettisoned from space onto a high-rise rooftop is taken in by a doting mother who speaks no English. And all that is in the film, and it's one, it just grabs you in, all these weird characters and
yeah.
the situations.
What incredible diverse characters,
yeah.
from the lonely old man in the wheelchair and the lonely night nurse. And
yeah. and,
love the imagination.
You're getting through the movie and you're seeing all these interesting characters, and all of a sudden an astronaut lands on the roof, and that just totally flips the whole thing.
Did an alien drop him?
It's fantastic.
Wow.
So Mac and Am Stories goes for an hour and 40 minutes. These are all free, of course.
I know, it's unbelievable, isn't it? It's something for everyone. I'm just going through because, as I said, I was lost for 2 months. You've got one more to tell us about, though.
One more, you know, me being a
avid
photographer.
Oh, yes, I was wondering where your photograph ones were.
I mean, probably most of the world's heard of Banksy. A lot of them would have also heard of this guy called Robert Frank. He's an American photographer who passed away 2 weeks ago, just by
incredible
chance.
Coincidence.
But there's a film called Don't Blink, Robert Frank, and it's sort of a story about Robert Frank. He features in the movie, this bio himself, and for those who don't know, Robert Frank's a photographer who way back in the film days went around America taking photos, street photos, candid photos of people going about their daily lives in through the countries and cities. And
so he really was the forerunner of starting the cultural history.
The street photography, yeah.
Yeah.
And
which I know you are now also
part
of. As I got caught in Healesville running across the road.
Took your snap. But back in the day when he was doing this, he released a book, and the media, this was a new thing, and the photos were so different than they'd ever seen before. They canned it. Absolutely canned him, said he was a miserable old man who hated his country, and you could see that in the pictures. And
because he showed the true...
Yeah, they just didn't understand it.
And not the watered-down version.
Yeah, so you can get a book of his called The Americans by Robert Frank, and it's a seminal work. It's been re-released and re-released so many times, and your local library will have it because it's a world-famous
Absolutely.
Book.
If not, we'll get it for you.
So that's a great one to watch as well. So there's three you can I thoroughly recommend. Exit Through the Gift Shop.
There's so much new stuff on here too. I was not able to access my canopy for the last couple of months, and it's just like I've opened up a lolly shop.
Yep.
There's just so much for me to watch because I finally had it fixed and it's working again. So next time when I see you, I will be able to have talked about some of the ones
I've watched.
But I just don't have to because you always have so much to share that you've watched, it, which is just brilliant because you're our greatest advocate for canopy. And that's it. That's about all I've got for you today.
No worries.
So thank you once again for having me again. And if you could keep promoting our Girls Night In between
yes.
now and October, I'd really appreciate it. And meantime, everyone, get down to the libraries for all those things and join if you're not and get onto Canopy and join us again soon. All right. Thank you
Absolutely.
For me,
thank you very much, Roanne. Roanne will be back third Wednesday of each month talk about events, books and movies here on Between the Covers. Yarra Valley FM 99.1.